Take care. Be safe, everybody.
Get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Mikey D. My name is Phil. It's been a long time since I've been on the air here at WMFO and on the Town with Mikey D. It's been a couple of months, and I miss you all. It is nice to be back. It almost feels like home. All right. We got 3 hours of great Boston and New England music coming up for you. But I'm going to start everything off with some new stuff. Here's Eddie Japan. Brand new record called Golden Age. Go check it out.
Don't fall for an early bed. Oh, sooner or later, you might be dead. restricted so well, so oh, so discreet.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman. Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Oh!
WAMITA. I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
Did you know you could lose your college financial aid if you get convicted of a minor drug offense? According to the federal government, one-third of all college students have used marijuana in the past year. Imagine the devastation to our nation's economy if all of these students got the punishment that some lawmakers think they deserve. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and fight back against the government's drug war attacks on our generation. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
WMFO. You're listening to On the Tell Mikey D. That was 28 Degrees Taurus with Hearts Were Made. Before that was The Upper Crust with Heads Will Roll. All My Fault by Butterscott. And I started that all off with a track from the brand new record from Eddie Japan. That was When the Morning Comes. Yes, you're listening to On the Tell Mikey D, as I said. And I'm still playing a ton of, I still have a ton of music to come up. So, keep your ears peeled. I'm going to start this next block off with it. Yeah, it's a cover song, but it's for a good cause. 91.5 WMFO.
Thank you. the water bites so cold and shallow. I'm ready, ready now, ready for you. I'm stronger, stronger now, pushing forward. Oh, Jamaica, oh, Jamaica, oh, Jamaica, hold on, oh, Jamaica, oh, Jamaica, oh, Jamaica, oh, Jamaica, hold on, oh, Jamaica, hold on, oh, Jamaica, oh, Jamaica, hold on, oh, Jamaica, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on,
we'll be right back. wanted to be a member of the most popular clique. If I wasn't already the head of it, I'd want the same.
WMFO. That is Petty Morals with Mean Girls. That song is a very special one for a couple of reasons, one of which I will bring up in just a second. But 50% of the profit from that song off Bandcamp will go to Girls Rock Campaign. How sweet is that? Before that, I had Down City Armory's cover of Rick Berlin's Badville, We Run This Town, Andrea Gillis with Hold Your Maker, and The Difference Engine with their cover of Devo's Beautiful World. Now, the Down City Armory track and the Difference Engine track, the proceeds from those singles will go to the ACLU, and this Friday, as in 2 days from now, all Bandcamp downloads contribute to the Transgender Law Center. So that's a nice little charity block there. And speaking of which, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
We have Bob and Erica here from, is it Boston Rock Opera?
I'm part of the Boston Rock Opera.
Okay.
For sure.
So, what brings you here?
Well, since you did such a great segue, we are here because on August 11th, we are producing a benefit show. The benefit charity is called the Children's Room, which is a grief counseling center for youth. And we're calling the show the Hereafter Party. And it is an 80s dance tribute show to David Bowie, George Michael, and Prince.
So just those three?
Just those three. We're keeping it limited. Except not, because there's a wealth of songs.
Yeah. There was a joke in there somewhere. It came off way terribly.
That's fair. Totally fair.
So what brought this whole thing together?
Bob.
Well, hi, I'm Bob. I'm co-producing this with BRO.
Hi,
and,
Bob.
I live in Arlington. The Children's Center is in Arlington. I know a lot of families that have used their services. They provide grief counseling basically for kids who have lost a family member, either a parent or a sibling. And I have been involved in doing fundraiser rock shows for them on and off for about 5 years. And I did a couple, and then I was getting ready to do another one, and my life kind of blew up, and I've been working on it like it's been on the back burner ever since. And so this spring, I started to pull it together. And we had like a, it was going to be a Wednesday night in March or something, or May. Anyway, it kind of, like the little house or like Topsy, it grew and grew and grew. And when BRO came on board and then Erica came on board, it really grew. So now it's this big show with three fabulous cover bands with lots and lots of Boston Rock all-stars.
I'm just seeing the list of, I'm assuming they're all doing the vocals.
No, some people are band members as well. We have, it's pretty, it's a star-studded event.
Yeah, because I'm seeing this and it's like, hang on. Let's see, Tad from Sidewalk Driver, Jenny D, Ty from Petty Morals, who I just played.
Megan guys-
Tracy. So Dante,
Tad, Ty, Jenny D are singing. Megan is the band leader for the Prince Band, which, by the way, there's something a little special about the Prince Band, Erica.
So somewhat in rebellion of how the other bands were developing, which they're great, amazing bands full of amazingly talented musicians, but there seemed to me, in my opinion, a lack of female presence. So Megan and I talked about it, and we decided to go forward and make the Prince Band exclusively all women.
So nice.
We're calling it O'Sheila, which is, you know, sort of a tribute to Sheila E. in her presence in the band. And then, I don't know, just sort of that's what Australians call women. I don't know.
Are the band members and the singers in all O'Sheila all women?
All of the band members are female. 99% of the singers are female. We have a special guest appearance by Gene Dante because you just kind of have to have him be part of the Prince Band.
It's is he part of the David Bowie Band?
He's not. He's doing George Michael.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Gene Dante not doing Bowie? What?
I know. It's a little... I mean, there's a lot of people that are like, you're not doing David Bowie. You know, there's... It's so hard.
What's wrong with you?
I know. But he does the other stuff so well.
He does.
So great. And it's been... I love working with him. So I'm selfishly... I'm actually not doing the Bowie band myself. I'm performing in it as well. And I'm not doing the Bowie portion.
Okay.
So selfishly that I get to work with Gene for George Michael and Prince. So I win.
Everybody
wins. Nice selfish reason right there.
Well, you know, when you're producing an event, you get like two things you get to be selfish about, and that was one of them.
Okay.
That's what I've decided. That's a rule I'm making up right now as I go. How am I doing?
Sounds good. all right. So let's play a couple of tunes from artists that are taking part in the show.
Then
we'll come back and chat some more.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay. Here's Sidewalk Driver.
Enjoy the show. Well, got me up against the front door. lady, but you can't stand waiting just to get me home. Hey baby, you're a fine, fine lady, but you can't stand waiting just to get me home. Hey baby, you're a fine, fine lady, but you can't stand.
Balance and a little bit of charm. Focused forward motion. No looking back, no looking down. Fools will always talk, but baby makes it look easy. And we keep watching the girl on a unicycle. Death-defying bird on a wire, girl on a unicycle. With every revolution you inspire, girl on a unicycle. It's time to cross that bridge on your own. Bend your heart, girl on a unicycle. A death-defying bird on a wire, girl on a unicycle. Every revolution you inspire, girl on a unicycle. A death-defying bird on a wire,
91.5 WMFO. You're listening on the Town with Mikey D. That is Gene Dante and the Future Starlets with Girl on a Unicycle. And he just released a pretty sweet video with Gretchen Bonaducci lip-syncing to his...
I know, I was in it too.
Yes, that is true.
There's a special guest star appearance of me. You're welcome.
Yay.
You need to say, okay. You need to say that a little more awkwardly.
I can make that happen. Not a problem.
Well, we have Erica and Bob here. They are hosts, producers. What shall we call you?
Co-producers.
Co-producers of the Hereafter Party, a benefit for the children's room. It's at once. It is Friday, August 11th. And... go into a little bit more about the children's room, because, I mean, you mentioned it briefly last time, but...
That one's all Bob.
Yeah.
Okay, so the children's room, it's a big old Victorian house in Arlington. People who have been around for a while might remember it as it used to be like the New Age bookstore with all the spiritual stuff and crystals. Yeah, right on the corner there on Appleton Street.
Okay.
And so when a family... loses a parent or a child, the children's room provides free grief counseling for both the children and the parents. But it can't be just the parents. It's all about the kids, basically. And it's a nonprofit. All the services are free. They service families from communities all over Massachusetts. The last time I looked at the stats, which was several years ago, they had serviced families from 64 communities. Most of the counseling staff is volunteers, so you can volunteer. You go through, I think it's 2 full weekends of training, and then you commit, I think, to 1 evening a week for a year as a counselor. They actually... is it Kraft, Bob Kraft, the owner of the Pats, gave them...
You're talking to the one non-sports guy here.
I'm the other non-sports guy here.
You did a great job, you're right.
I know...
Erica knows her stuff.
I don't know my stuff, I do know that.
Oh, okay.
I don't sport, but I know that information.
Okay, good to know.
So I know Bob Kraft singled them out for a grant a couple of years ago. He supports their work. I know personally several families in Arlington that have used the services, usually when a parent... I mean, all the people I know are people where the dad died, you know. Mm-hmm. Typical sort of mid-40s, going great guns, boom, heart attack.
Okay.
Kind of thing. So it's a really great place. The people that I know that have used it have loved it. So what else can I tell you?
We're super psyched to be representing it and being able to do this benefit for them. And it makes me really happy because, you know, everything that we're doing is just creating more and more community. That's what the beauty of the Boston Rock Opera is, too, mm-hmm. is that, you know, every time I've done a show, and I mean, this is now my third show with BRO, it always expands the network a little bit further to create a bigger sense of community. And, you know, where the children's room is right in Arlington, it's fairly local. And we also have a lot of sponsors happening through the event that are local. So it's just, you know, I just think it's a really great connection and then something that is doing something really, really good and helpful for a lot of people. So it's kind of an honor.
Well, another one of the things, that kind of struck me about this show is just the artists you're paying tribute to, because I mean they all passed last year,
right?
And that kind of united at least the music community, as far as I've seen.
Definitely.
I mean, George Michael, that to a somewhat lesser degree, but all three of them.
Well, that's just like your opinion, man.
Just on a grander scale. I mean, it's like...
No, and that's that when we...
It's like, oh my God, Bowie died. Oh my God, Prince died. Well, and by the time George Michael passed, it's like, all right, enough already.
And, well, but yeah, you know? Then, like, yeah.
But
and so many other artists as well. It's kind of insane. God,
that's just like.
But that was one of the nice things. Like last year, not to reflect on it too much, but when we did the BRO did Stardust to Black Star last year, and like what the biggest amount of feedback we got was just how cathartic it was for people.
Oh yeah.
And
but when those kind of things happen, I'm not trying to just brush it, but it was something that I saw a lot of the music community come together to.
Definitely, I did a ton of them. Yeah.
So.
And you know, and that's kind of what's beautiful about the show is that the sort of the nonprofit that we're representing, and then we're also kind of. In association with that, doing this celebration of life, really, because that's what this is. We're celebrating their music and their artistry and how much fun it is, especially when you do have all these people joining together to have this amazing vibe and through music, because music does all the best things.
Oh, yeah.
Another aspect of it, for me anyway, is I've been sort of hanging around the Boston music scene since the mid-70s.
Okay.
And so... A lot. So the people that I know from those days are aging and having kids and sadly, in some cases, dying. You know, I think of Charlie Chesterman.
Right.
He died around the time when I was involved in the first couple of these Children's Room rock and roll fundraisers that I did. And, you know, there's people who are musicians and have kids and they're aging. Some of them are single parents. And this is a local service for families that lose someone.
Absolutely. All right. Now that the whole interview has taken a really weird turn.
I know. I was
just
thinking, I'm like, this is so sad.
This is getting very sad.
But not that it shouldn't be, because, you know, people have to grieve in their own process. But
right.
I do want to focus on the
celebration.
On the celebration.
That Stardust to Black Star thing was definitely a cathartic thing. Just talking about it was a cathartic thing.
Yeah.
But let's spring to a couple more artists whose members are taking part.
Sure.
All right. Let's go back a little ways with some Count Zero. 91.5 WMFO.
Join us with your father in a chorus of why bother.
That number three will